From time to time, I, as a chiropractor, see people who say to me they were lying on their arms or lying on their hands in bed at night. And when they woke up in the morning, they had pins and needles in their hands. And they were a bit worried about this, thinking perhaps they had a pinched nerve. But in fact, it was not caused from a nerve problem at all. It was a simple case of cutting off the blood supply from lying on the arms, and when you wake up, the area has to get its blood supply back. But the real problem is that if someone has pins and needles in their hands that don't go away. Recently, a young man, he was 18, doing first year university, and he came to me and he had pins and needles in his hands and also coming from the arms. And it was interfering with his studies. He couldn't sit there and study because this was happening to him. And when I asked him about his reading and study habits, it turned out that he was doing all the wrong things. He was sitting at home with a laptop, literally sitting on his knees and looking down most of the time, whereas he should have been sitting at an ergonomically corrected desk where the monitor would be sitting directly in front of him and slightly raised above his level of vision. So when I examined him chiropractically, I found that he had a very stiff and painful neck, more on one side than the other. And when he turned his neck around, it actually caused him to have more pins and needles in his hands. And when one of the tests showed that if he put his head forward and turned it to the side, he was actually compressing the nerves in the neck, and this definitely made his pins and needles come back again and get worse. So we talked about this, and I did all the medical and neurological tests on him, and I found that certain nerves were being compressed in the middle and the upper part of his neck. So he signed a consent form and said that he understood exactly what I was going to do. I assured him that there was not a painful procedure, and I adjusted his neck, which is the chiropractic word for spinal manipulation. Immediately he heard a little click, and when he sat up he said, "That actually feels a little bit better." So I advised him that this was not a once-off thing. It wasn't a magic trick that I just give his neck a click and it goes away. But it was an introduction to chiropractic care, and it showed him quite clearly that there was a good chance that he would be able to overcome this problem. So I saw him twice a week over several weeks, and at the end of that time, the pins and needles went away. And of course, right from the beginning of our consultation, I explained to him where his problem was coming from, and he had to stop doing what he was doing, and he said he would go back to the desk and study using a correctly seated monitor. I also suggested to him that as he is a student at university, he's got a lot of study ahead of him, perhaps several years, and it would be a really good thing for him to come back once a month for a maintenance chiropractic adjustment. And he has been doing that regularly, and he has not had any occurrence again of his pins and needles in the hand. So if this happens to you or to anyone else, say to them, this is something that the chiropractor can help. I'm Dr. David Black of the Armidale Chiropractic Centre in High Street, Armidale. Thank you for listening.